You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, good evening once again, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of this show. It is a Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media. Today is the 18th of December 2024. This, by the way, is the last Business Sense, at least on a Wednesday, for the year 2024. So this season is coming to an end today, particularly looking at the Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday. What a journey. What a journey we've had over the last few months of this particular season. And I would say what a way to end it, because we're ending it with the Entle Flora. That is Entle Flora. And this business is owned by Celine Dilengono. And she's going to be telling us a little bit about her business and some of the challenges that she may have gone through, particularly for those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs. And she's joining us to let us in on that. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Ah, fantastic. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. How has the year 2024 been? I was told we are supposed to be soaring, 2020 soar, something like that. Not sure if I soared this year, but nonetheless, I'm here, right? So how was it for you?
A lot better than 2023.
Ooh.
A lot better.
Ooh, so there's money in the bank. That's what you're saying, basically.
Sort of.
Sort of is a good start. Sort of is definitely a good start. Oh, that's lovely. I love money and money conversations. I think that's probably why they brought me to this show. I probably think, lo yena, lo uninkinga lo. So let's bring him to this show. Are you going away?
We're going to go away briefly. There's a wedding happening in KZN. I'm from Pietermaritzburg.
Yes.
And there's a wedding happening on the 26th.
On
so
the
we'll
26th.
Be away briefly.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, fantastic. That's great. A wedding is always a great place to be at.
Right.
And, we wish those that are getting married the best as well on this new journey that they're about to embark on. But may you also travel safe and enjoy, hey?
Thank you so much. It's a family wedding, so we are all very excited.
Pretty much. So are you on the kitchen or on the photography? Where are you?
So fortunately, it's my little sister who's getting married, Uzama.
Yeah.
She has hired a venue that does everything for her. So it's amazing that we're going to be treated as guests. We get to enjoy the wedding fully.
Look at that.
We don't have to cook no rice or anything.
Look at
so
that.
We are very excited.
Yeah, so akunagulwa la, akunamtozulwa la.
No, no one is holding fridge keys. Yeah. Or like it's not that kind of party.
Maga, to be honest, that's African. That's how we do it. Someone must hold the fridge key, though.
Probably the next day. Probably the next day at the traditional event.
I see.
On the 26th, we're just really going to enjoy ourselves.
Ah, lovely. Briefly, though, for people who may not know Zulu weddings, someone said they are the most expensive weddings because you must kogisa everyone, you know, over and above the lobola. This thing takes 3 to 5 days at times.
So it's actually not over the same weekend.
Ooh.
So when I... Yeah, actually, last weekend we celebrated our 10th year anniversary. So you have the groom's family coming, actually writing a letter first and sending it to your family, who then says, yes, you may come.
Yes.
And then they come to probably introduce themselves.
Yes.
And it's called Isilobesi.
Yes.
We're coming to ask for, you know, for relations.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of money involved there. It's the start of the lobola process. And then somewhere there is umembeso.
Mm.
And that's where the groom's family brings gifts to your Family, yeah, it does go. So there's a lot of blankets involved and other traditional things. And there is an umbondo that goes to the groom's family, and you practically take groceries and all other lovely things for that family. But also there's a catering aspect of every time a family comes, because neighbors are invited and the community and the church, of course. And then there is the white wedding, because, you know, we're not married until we sign. Hey. And then there's umabo the next day, where they accompany you to your groom's home. But what I'm giving you is a very modern process, because there's a lot more other there things is. If you've grown up in the rurals involved in between. So so what I'm narrating is what people usually, it's a summarized version, which is a bit more comprehensive.
Now let me give my gents who want to marry into the Zulu culture that it's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony, beautiful wedding. Ujimi.
Absolutely.
Was within the packet to Jimile.
But I've seen also Zulu. A great wife comes from KZN, guys. We all know.
Okay. I suppose so.
So it's worth it.
So it is. It is. No, it's definitely worth it. I've seen Zulu weddings. They are beautiful. So it definitely is worth it. Okay. Let's talk about your business then, Antler Flora. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you find yourself in this type of a business?
Sure. So I come from KZN and I came to Joburg in the early 2000s to work for a company, Edcon, in the graduate program. And I worked in corporates in a couple of different companies. And I joined the last company I worked for before I pursued business was Tsoho San, in the hotel space.
Okay.
And I always say I was forced to leave. But now looking back in hindsight, it probably was always going to happen, because you know, I resigned because I started working, having to work on the Sabbath. So it just took its toll on me. I was working almost every weekend, every Sabbath. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to leave this job, hoping God's going to reward me with a bigger and a better position. And it didn't happen. You know, so I coincidentally found myself here. I'm born and bred in KZN. I studied at UKZN in Pietermaritzburg. The first time I came to Joburg actually was for a permanent job. I'm a mom of three. I'm a wife. I'm married. Like I said, we married 10 years now. I also enjoy a lovely time at home. A quiet time sometimes. Like reading. That's just a bit about myself.
Lovely. You trended a couple of years ago. I don't want to get into that one for now, but you all trended, so I hope we'll get into the trending part.
Is it
those flowers? Like, what? Okay, maybe let's get into it. Those many roses,
which ones?
There was no celebrity involved somewhere. So why is family pressure?
You know, if you're saying a couple of years ago, I'm just assuming maybe it was the 100 or the 200 roses.
Why is family pressure?
No, it's not even us. It's I think it's the guys themselves.
Okay.
Because if I tell you the quantity of roses that people are ordering nowadays, it's ridiculous.
Is it more on these nowadays?
Yeah, we sent to one wife 1,000 roses.
Oh my.
Packaged in 10 vases of 100 roses each.
Oh my.
Yeah, so it filled her entire entrance table with balloons and a cake. Yeah, so the husbands are really getting quite romantic.
Oh my god. And it's fucking pressure. Nisi fagela. E-pressure. Can you guys please give us some time to breathe? It was 1,000 roses. Like
1,000 roses, to one wife.
Gents, the gents listening, they need to really up the game a little bit because, the standards are very, very high. Okay, tell us a little bit more then. Entle, do you do boutique? What type of flowers do you do? I know there's types and all that. If you can just school us on what you guys then do.
So we our the business that we like, of course, is the ad hoc business. You are phoning to order flowers for your wife, for your partner. That's the business we like. When I started, I used to do a lot of corporate work, so corporate gifting, flowers for reception areas, for hotel lobbies. And as you grow, you realize what's worth time, productivity, etc. So we've sort of steered away from our corporate work. Like I said, we like the one-on-one. You are phoning us, you want your flowers done, we assist you with that. Also, when we started, we did a lot of events and weddings. And I'm a person who struggles with anxiety, so I try and steer away from anything that's going to make me anxious and give
Definitely.
me palpitations, and I'm worried.
Definitely, yeah.
So the kind of work we do now, gifting, is quite easy on one's
Yeah,
heart.
yeah.
But it's also such a beautiful work to do,
Yes, it
because
is.
when the person who's receiving the gift receives it,
Yeah, the
the joy that you
joy.
see on their faces, whether you are delivering or the driver, or they are texting you to thank you for it, it's great work. So we do bouquets, we do flower boxes, we do flowers, hand-tied bouquets in vases and boxes. The boxes are quite popular. The bouquets are also making the traditional bouquets are also making a comeback, but we also do a lot of gifting. So it's not just flowers. It's someone saying, what's a thoughtful thing to do for someone who's lost their mom?
Oh, I
And we put together
see.
a thoughtful package. What's a nice thing to do for someone who's graduating? So beyond the flowers, we also do a lot of curated gifting, and that's where we pour the team pours their hearts into those boxes.
And what would you say then makes Entle different from the others? The other one has a name that starts with an N, for example. What sets you guys apart?
It's definitely the heart.
The
I always
heart.
say it's the generosity in our offering, and I mean it. It translates. The generosity of the owner translates into the kind of gifts we put together. So I always put, recently one of our very regular clients asked us to put together for a package for siblings who'd lost their mom. And the eldest daughter is 18, and I remember when I lost my mom, I was 18. So I really dig deep into what would have made sense, because flowers are gonna die, and I really dig deep into what would I have liked to receive. And one of the items in the box was a book by Francine Rivers, which is Redeeming Love. And we sent the package. I never got to meet the girl. The driver delivered the package. A month or two later, I would only meet the girl then when I did the delivery myself, because I was in my area. And she said, oh my goodness, I love the book. So those are the kinds of stories that makes us different. We're really, it's really thought out. It's not just another purchase. It's what would make sense beyond. Like I said, flowers are gonna die. Sometimes I even tell my clients, when they ask us for flowers, I'm like, what's the occasion? And the person tells me the story, I'm like, maybe let's not go for flowers. Rather, you spend time with the particular person. So we're not always looking to make a sale. It
Oh,
needs
that's
to make
beautiful.
sense to the person receiving, whether it's the gift or the experience. So I
That's
think that's what
beautiful.
sets us apart.
Normally, what's the average? So people buy flowers, and do they buy like assortments that go with flowers? Like I suppose confectionery stuff to really go with it, or what's the average?
So it depends. So for birthdays, you could almost predict that there's going to be flowers, there might be chocolate, there might be a cake, there's going to be balloons. So we've got packages that are already built like that to say this is a birthday treat. For a bereavement, I once told a client, don't go for bigger flowers, rather buy a box of scones, because a family, the family that was bereaved was a family in a township. And I know those kinds of things go a long way in a township.
I know they do.
It get around Valentine's, it gets really fancy. It's flowers and a luxury gift that's
Ooh.
coming from Diamond Walk. So you can sort
Ooh.
of
A
imagine
car.
that average. We wouldn't even call that an average. It really peaks, So I really wouldn't say there's an average. It's per occasion. It's per occasion.
And it's fucking pressure. That's all I'm gonna say. Because people are buying flowers and cars. Like, but wrong about advice, Sis Lindy Lut. No, leave the car. Like, you're going to put pressure on other guys.
No, but that by the time we get the call to bring the flowers, the car
The
has
car
already
is
been
already
bought.
there. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's just a matter of she's collecting the car at 2 o'clock on Monday. Can you
Yo.
deliver the flowers? So, you know,
Yo,
so yeah, and
yo,
then we just
yo,
deliver the flowers next to
yo.
a
Yo,
beautiful, beautiful car.
I tried. I tried to speak for my gents, but clearly I know this is not going where it's supposed to be going. When did Enter start?
So we, yeah, you know, I never, even I never know the official date
Okay.
because when I started,
Yeah.
so I used to do flowers at my church. I go
Yes.
to Vosofop Church in Chetwell in
Yeah.
Fourie. So I
Yeah.
used to do flowers at church, and a couple that was getting married that August, it was
Yeah.
2014,
Yeah.
asked me to do their wedding decor, but mostly the flowers, you know.
Yeah.
So we did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we were in business then because I was like, oh, what could you what could you do for us? Oh, I could do this. Oh, you could give me anything to say thank you know. And I'd already left my job, so
Yeah.
I was also looking to make something out of that.
Yes.
And then there wouldn't be another event for a couple of months until
Yeah.
another, and somebody else from a church asked me, could you do this? I'd say when
Yes.
we officially started was 2016, when a friend of
2016.
mine from Varsity phoned and said, can you do you deliver bouquets to
Yes.
work or for
Yes.
occasions? I want to
Yeah.
send something to my wife.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, absolutely, you know, but that was
Yeah.
only like in 2016. So I'd say we started
2016.
in 2016.
Yeah. And how
So
did you
yeah,
deal then
8 years
with
later.
AR? How did you deal with COVID?
You know, I always feel embarrassed saying that COVID was such a good time for us,
Okay.
except that people died, of course, but we did
Yes.
exceptionally well because there was a time when people couldn't purchase anything,
Yeah.
especially things like cake. Remember when it was what was the term? Non-essential goods, so you
Yes,
couldn't buy your cake
yes.
in at a shop,
Yeah,
etc.
yeah.
And my daughter made cakes from home at the time, so
Yes,
we could
yes.
offer. I applied for a license to do
Yeah.
funerals, which I don't, we don't do funerals at Ethel Flora.
Okay.
So we got a license to do funerals, which we use that same license. We purchase flowers directly from farmers. We put them together at home. We could put together a cake. I had a machine to pump balloons at home, so people could celebrate during COVID. And we
Yes.
really thrived, you know,
Yeah.
we thrived.
No,
Yeah,
I
I
suppose
think that's
flowers were
how.
needed at that time because we were so morose, we were so down, we thought the world is
Yes.
coming to an end. We'll never see the world as we might have seen it. I mean, some people have I've even argued that the world has never been the same since COVID. But I think flowers were needed at that particular point in time as opposed to cheer people up as they're sitting in their houses trying to gym, trying to do that and make sense of everything that was happening there. So I'm really glad to hear that it really wasn't such a bad time for you and all that. Tell me about this first client that you're speaking about. How was that experience?
So fortunately it was someone I knew well. Like I
Yes.
said, me and TK had
Yeah.
went to Varsity together
Yeah.
and he wanted to surprise his wife.
Yeah.
And I was at the time I you know, I just knew how to put together like a bouquet,
Yes.
which I did. And
Yeah.
I remember I delivered the flowers personally myself
Yeah.
to the wife's
Yeah.
workplace.
Yeah.
And when I got to reception, I never forget this. When I got to reception, the gentleman at the receptionist is a man who's partially impaired, with
Sure.
who's blind.
Sure.
And so he said, so obviously you asked me, like, what are you here?
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, I'm here to deliver flowers for Nosipho. And he said, oh, is it? So he said, oh, I can smell them. Then he touched the flowers, you
Oh,
know, and he
my.
said, oh, I think they look beautiful, you know, and
Oh,
I felt they
my.
really looked beautiful myself.
Yes.
So when she walked into reception from the lobby, from where the offices are, she walked towards reception. She saw me, she saw the flowers, and she walked backwards,
Oh, my.
almost in disbelief, you know, because
Yes.
it was really such a beautiful box of flowers, almost in
Yes.
disbelief. And she walked back and she walked forward and she laughed, but
Sure.
laughing in amusement and in joy.
Yes. Yes.
And for me, I knew I was at the right place. I knew I loved doing that kind of work. I knew I loved putting it together. I loved seeing the reaction on people's faces. And for years, I used to do my own deliveries and I looked forward to those kinds of reactions.
Oh,
So
that's
yeah, it was a
beautiful.
beautiful one.
No, that's really be so you're one of the blessed people to be doing what they love in this world because I mean a lot of us don't do what we love, but here you are living your dream and doing things that you like.
I really love the work that I do.
Yeah.
All parts of it, you know. from bereavements. Like I said, we don't do funerals, but we always do sympathy flowers, you know. And I try my best, you know. I also say to the team, make sure it's close to perfection when it leaves the store, yeah. it leaves the workshop, yeah. or leaves my house when I have to do it from my home. So yeah, it really fulfills me. Also, like I said, that the husbands and the partners are getting really romantic. Also, the notes that you get to read that are written to the women, you know. Even when my husband has not said wonderful things to me that morning, you know,
read them there,
I feel like someone has. Yeah. So just putting that message down on a card and passing it on to someone else is really just so fulfilling.
No,
yeah,
that's really beautiful. Did you have to raise funding?
So we started, fortunately, the way we do business is that's why I said I like the ad hoc business versus corporate, because obviously you can imagine with corporates you've got to service them for 30 days before they pay you, and
definitely.
Part of the reason why we stopped servicing corporates is then sometimes there's delays in payment, etc. The reason this kind of the reason our system really works is because you phone us or text us or buy online, you make that payment before we even facilitate your order.
Definitely.
So by the time we get onto that order, we've already gotten payment. So if a person is interested in this kind of business, really, if a bouquet is R1,000, you know how much you're going to spend putting it together and delivering it. So it is almost self-funding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Okay. And obviously you're going to start on a smaller scale and grow. When I've needed to open a shop, we've probably had to dig into our pockets as a family. When I opened my first store for fittings and things of that sort. And now, because we are launching a new vending machine, we've had to get funding because it's a bit more expensive, but we've had to purchase it overseas and things like that, but to start, really, we didn't have we didn't raise any capital.
Fantastic. How have you grown your customers? Social media, I see your page is quite has a big following, particularly Instagram, and I would think that, you know, flowers are aesthetics, people want to see and all this. So social media does go a huge traction for you. But how have you grown your customer base?
Truly speaking, it's been organic. Organically, we have had, like I said, when anything leaves the store, I say to the team, as near to perfection as possible. But also I try where in my home, in my space, I want everything looking its best all the time. So when we do flowers also as an organization or as a company at Interflora, I'm not just sourcing for what's cheaper today, because we buy flowers at an auction, you know. And all of us, the big guys, the others starting with an N, all of us are bidding for the same flowers. We're all bidding for the same flowers. Every day. So I'm not just buying what's available and cheap on the day. I'm buying what I know is quality. So there's particular flowers we never buy because they don't last. So the reason we've grown organically is we've always just made sure that the flowers are quality, that the service is excellent, so that when you send flowers to your loved one, even if it's your mom, she also can't wait to for the need to gift a friend or a relative or a colleague so that you can use our service, because I try very hard to have it as seamless as possible, even on the receiver, because remember, for us, the end user is not our customer. Our customer is a person making the purchase, but the person gets to enjoy the flowers is the recipient. So we try and make the service as pleasant, the experience as pleasant as possible, also for the recipients, so that they can know that when it's my turn to give the next person. And the funniest thing is, it almost comes full circle, because the first person who phones us to give flowers to her friend and her other friend, they only receive flowers, maybe they're the sixth or the eighth person on that in that circle to get the flowers. Only then we get to interact with them, and then they receive what they've been gifting others. You know, and then we've got everyone in that entire chain, and we have grown organically, but we've got a lot of repeat business. The people who interface with our business, with our products, with our service, seldom leave Interflora. So we're servicing the same people over and over and over. Of course, we've got newcomers who would phone every now and then, but literally the bulk of our business, I'd say 80%, is repeat business. So it's customers that we know. We know who their children are. We know who their spouse is. We know who their mom is. They almost don't have to give an address. So we like in that regard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely. And would you say, what is the one challenge so far that you think is it was a major challenge, and how have you worked through it?
To be quite honest, what remains a challenge for us even to this day is deliveries. You know, I've worked, deliveries is a big challenge.
Sure.
For example, we work in the Gauteng concentration. Yeah. So you can imagine there could be an order going to Pretoria East, another one to Krugersdorp, another one to Alberton.
Yeah.
So even if you have got a full-time driver, he's gotta do all these places. And a trip to Pretoria is 2 hours because it's gonna get there and have to get back.
Yes.
You know, so what we then try to do is see where there's a concentration on that day, the driver goes that direction.
Yeah.
Anything else that's outside of the route will put onto an Uber parcel and Uber package.
Okay.
But it's not the same level of professionalism because some of the drivers will call this one old lady for me and said the driver was so rude because he said, open the boot and get your flowers, you know, and that's not the service because we deem ourselves luxury, you know, so the service has got to be luxurious from start to end.
Yeah.
So we still experience a lot of challenges there. We're hoping to grow our fleet. We're hoping that everyone who does deliveries for us is an employee of Interflora. It's not quite possible at this stage.
Yeah.
But that's what we're looking into in the next coming year.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Can people come to the store directly, though?
We no longer have a store. It's from October.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we are launching something quite exciting.
Yes.
We're launching vending machines in Gauteng. Well, we're starting in Gauteng. So it works exactly like how you would go to a vending machine and buy a cool drink or a chocolate bar.
Yes.
So it's a refrigerated. It's a refrigerated machine with a couple of windows. You'll see what you like on the window.
Yeah.
You'll see the size. You'll see the price. So you can choose, like, I want A1, for example. It will give you a price. You will tap your card. It will open that window for a short period. It will take your flowers because it solves the delivery problem for us.
Yeah,
but also, I've noticed when we moved from Sandton to Craig Hall, we realized, I thought personally that it would be the same clientele. It's all within the Sandton area. But people in Craig Hall are buying flowers for their home. So the spend went down.
Yeah.
People in Sandton are buying gifting flowers, which we love to sell.
Yes.
And people, what I also noticed is that people want flowers now. I'm going to a dinner party. What can I quickly grab?
Yes.
You know, so it's no longer like 6 years ago where people delighted in phoning you and when will it be delivered and waiting those 4 or 5 hours for a delivery. People now want to take something to a dinner party, take something to a baby shower. There's a growing culture of celebrations in South Africa. So the vending machine really solves that problem for us.
Oh, nice.
You know, we'll still do deliveries like we do if you text or buy online and you want to deliver to someone. But the vending machine is really replacing the store. We're trying to save on waste. We're trying to save on human capital. We'd rather have more florists preparing flowers for the vending machines than a storekeeper who wastes time selling a few things in the store the entire day. So,
Makes sense. That's quite innovative, in fact. The highest point so far, one point that you look at and you're like, yes, this was really good.
To be quite honest with you, the entire journey, you know, when I was looking for a store, the first store we had, when I was looking for a store, never in my wildest imagination did I think it would be at Nelson Mandela Square. You know, so I had been hoping, I had been praying, but never did I think the store would be at Nelson Mandela Square. Now that we are tapping into technology, never did I think I'd be the first person to bring vending machines into South Africa for flowers. So there's just been a lot of highlights, you know, high points. The people that we get to work with, you know. The companies that we worked with when we did corporate work, you know, big accounting firms, big banks, you know, and I'm the one who's here to say this doesn't really help us grow. Can we look into ending this relationship? So even the ability to say to a big corporate, this doesn't service us. We'd rather step down from this opportunity. So yeah, there's been a lot of literally there's just been a lot of highs. I'm looking
that's
forward
amazing.
To the growth in the coming year.
Ah, that's amazing. Okay, as we draw to an end then, let's talk about you. What is it that motivates you as an entrepreneur and I suppose reassures you, reinforces that you are on the right track running a business?
I think it's the kind of business that I run. Like I said, it really speaks to people. You know, I giggle sometimes when I'm driving alone. Sometimes a guy's phoning you. I need to apologize to this person. I messed up. Or can you help me? And, you know, when you get the feedback like, yeah, we went for dinner. She helped me out. That kind of feedback also assures you, you know. But we also are in business to make money. And when I see what this business affords us as a family, the fact that I'm able to help my husband, the fact that we're able to put our children at the schools that we like, we're able to live the way that we want, it
that's
really motivates
beautiful.
Me because I always say my first ministry is home.
Yeah.
My first ministry is family, you know.
That's beautiful.
That's why I stopped doing events because then that call for you to, please, my wedding's on a Saturday because not everyone is Adventist that's going to call you, you know. And I'm able to say, oh, Sundays belong to my children. I will not be able to assist you with a party or whatever event you are planning.
Yeah.
So it really, the way we have fallen into the gifting space really works very well for my schedule, for my children's schedule.
Yeah.
And like I said, all of us are doing this so that we can make a living. Mm. And I love the kind of living we're able to create for our family with this business, you know. So that really is quite a good motivator. And also the fact that I can have slow mornings,
definitely.
You know. I can see my kids. I can see my kids in the morning. We can have good interactions. My husband does school run. But by the time my children are leaving for school, I've had moments with each and all three of them, you know.
Yeah.
So though I could, for me, that's the biggest highlight that
that's
I'm able to have slow mornings with kids. I get to choose who I service and who we don't serve. You know, I get to choose the hours. Yes, some days I'm home late, etc.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't disrupt the lifestyle very much because I'm the mom who gets home and cooks and swims with her kids on a Sunday. And that doesn't get disrupted
compared to
if I were working in corporate.
Yes, no, that's really beautiful. Okay, if you had to start all over, what would you change?
I didn't see the sun coming. What would I change, actually? I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder what I would change. In the same business?
Yes.
Oh, so I started in 2016.
Yeah.
And in 2017, I felt like, okay, if I'm making so much from this, because, you know, when you're doing something you love, it really feels like such a hobby.
Mm.
So for someone to pay you for something you really enjoy feels like a bonus.
Yeah.
So I thought, if I'm making so much, I'm working from home, if I open a shop, oh, I could double that, triple that, tenfold, right?
Mm.
So we opened our first store in Cresta in 2017. Mm. A disaster. I didn't even know enough about flowers. I didn't know which flowers last longer. I didn't know buying petals.
Mm.
I didn't know when Valentine's come, how differently things look to the rest of the year. Because like I said, we purchase our flowers from an auction.
Mm.
You know, I had no business opening that store, to be quite honest.
Mm.
I had no business.
Mm.
So when we closed it, I got into debt because obviously the landlords wanted, we had signed a 3-year lease.
Yeah.
It was just disastrous. You know, and we came back from that. So I think that I would change. I would definitely change that.
Yeah.
So if you're starting a business, especially lately, go online as much as possible. Fortunately enough, now we know. Because back then I thought the success of a business is to be visible in a store, in a mall, etc. And now we know that a thriving business doesn't only thrive where their premises can thrive as an online business.
That's true.
Hence our decision to close stores down. Like I said, we closed Craig Hall in October. We no longer have a physical store now. We're servicing our online community until we launch our vending machines.
Yeah.
And that's really going to be what the future looks like for us. We're hoping to get to KZN in Cape Town, but not physically as a store, as a machine, as an automated one. Yeah.
No, that's true. And that's really beautiful. 10 years from now, where are you as a business?
I am hoping about 5 dozen, which is 60. I'm hoping about 60 vending machines. I'm hoping my daughter would have joined me because the business is named after my daughter. I'm hoping she would have realized the dream and join me in business. You know, she's a film student right now. I'm hoping it will just be more than my business. Of course, we call it a family business, but I'm hoping both me and my husband will be working units and my daughter.
That's lovely. Any final words, particularly where can people follow you, find you if they want to place an order? It's December season, I'm sure. There's so much that, will be done to gift and give flowers and all that, exchange pleasantries with people. Where can they find you and how do they order?
Last words is, if you are thinking of starting a business, whatever business it is, start. You'll perfect it along the way, but just start.
Yeah.
And if you want to find us, we are Enhle Flora, Enhle with Zulu. So it's Enhle, Enhle Flora on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter. Online on Google, we do better on Google than we do on Instagram. I still don't understand how that works, these things, but we do.
I'm sure there's about 2,000 in there, so they understand these things better.
I'm hoping my husband will break it down to me one of these days, but we are Enhle Flora on all platforms. We have got same day delivery. We deliver to KZN and Cape Town overnight.
Nice.
So you place your order today for tomorrow, but Joburg, same day delivery.
Same day delivery.
And and you'll see our vending machine in Sandton soon.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And last, as they would normally say, Lama. Guys, can you give the guys any advice? Which ones can they go for their persons?
Oh, I always say the Rolls Royce of flowers is a red rose.
Okay.
It's a red rose. Whether it's two of them or 100 of them or 1,000 of them, they'll find themselves in the spectrum. Your pockets will find you. But I definitely think the red rose. You know, we've tried to, there's been many other colored roses over the years. Yeah. But there's nothing as exceptional as a red rose.
As a red rose. Wow, gents. Yeah. No gent is going to say I didn't have their back with this episode. That's what I'm saying. It's the last one for the year. And it's a banger for that matter. So, gents, as you close, as you get your bonuses, please contact Enhle Flora and get your person's roses. They're Rolls Royce of all roses, flowers, Rolls Royce of all flowers.
Of all flowers.
Yes, look at that, right? But thank you so much, ma'am. We wish you nothing but the best. And I'm sure we'll connect again in the new year.
Thank you so much, Tabelo. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, as well. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yes, you see, guys, buy your people flowers. They love flowers. Ladies love flowers. And like she said, make sure that you buy the Rolls Royce of flowers, which is, Kunzim.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.